Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday, here's indeed, edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 18th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, UK residents, if you want to look at a little boom, chicka wow wow online, you're going to have to make sure you're 18 and older now and is going to ask you. Now, we've known for quite a while that the UK government's been kind of putting through this idea of age verification before you enter that little boom, chicka wow wow. Now it's going to happen, at least starting in April of 2018. Now, as we said, the exact implementation is not really clear. Basically, what they're kind of coming down to is maybe forms that will require your credit card details, or maybe a check against the electoral roll. Either one, I'm not really sure is going to work myself. Who's to keep Pervert Jr. over there in the corner going, I got daddy's card. Let's go look at some stuff. All right, time for Tuesday Hacker News. Got a MySpace page still? Yeah, you might want to go delete that thing. Why? Well, believe it or not, it's pretty damn easy for somebody to hack into it now. A security researcher by the name of Leia Galloway saying just how easy it is to get into a MySpace page. How do you do this? Well, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is know the person's birthday and you're pretty much good to go. You see, the account's holder name and username are both publicly listed on the profile page. And MySpace's account recovery, yeah, they didn't actually check to see if you entered the correct email addresses either, so it's minor details. So therefore, particularly if somebody says, hey, look, today's my birthday. Yes, sir, you probably get into their page. And if you're sitting there thinking, surely it can't be that easy. Yeah, it's that easy. So if you have a page over there, gosh knows nobody's going there anymore except for hackers. You might want to go get that taken down as of, yeah, right about now. Samsung Pay now supports PayPal in-store, in-app, and on the web. Now, this news, you might remember, actually comes just a little bit after Google's Android Pay service. Remember they said they support PayPal, too? Yeah, that's kind of catching up to this. And, funny enough, you might remember last week, yeah, Apple said that you could also pay for digital goods through Apple's own stores using, yes, again, your PayPal. But that's about as far as it goes. Apple Pay? No, that's just Apple Pay. No PayPal integration there. However, though, now to the details. In order for you to access PayPal payments, you're going to have to be a Samsung Pay user within the United States. And when asking about will it be extended to other countries, all we got was, yeah, eventually. And finally, all these companies are taking advantage of our nostalgia. You know, we're all getting old now. We want that old Nintendo Retrobox. We got maybe a new Nintendo Retrobox coming out. And, of course, we've heard about Atari's Retrobox coming out. However, though, this thing is looking cool. Now, taking you back a little bit, you might remember Atari said over there at E3 it was going to offer a retro console, which they called the Atari Box. Well, now photos have leaked online, and may I say, ooh, if you love wood grain, you're going to love this. That's right, taking cues from the original Atari 2600. Oh yeah, this thing looks like basically an Atari 2600 put into the future. Mind you, however, though, there's going to be two editions, so if you're not feeling nostalgic and want something a little bit more hip and modern, it's going to come in a red and black with a glass front panel. However, though, both will have rib lines that will flow around the console's body and raise back. And of course, you're going to have that facing logo right there in all its glory, that Atari logo right there on the front. On the back, we're going to be getting an HDMI port, thank goodness, although I'm sure the games won't be in high definition, 4 USB ports, and even an SD card support. Take a hint, Nintendo. All in all, though, that's really about it. No price yet, unfortunately. Let's just pray they make more than Nintendo did of their console. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website. Your place for the podcast, the blog, and the review section, and so much more. Our Facebook page there for your enjoyment as well, British Tech Network. We're on the Twitter, too, at British Tech. I'm also on the Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. But the place you really need to be is at our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over if you haven't already. That's at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.